The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I always, always, whether you believe it or not, I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're with me. Hey, hop up on the website. TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We got a lot going on. A lot I want to talk about tonight. You guys probably sent me about 40 or 50 stories this week that I'm not going to get to tonight, but that I just didn't get to. And some of them are pretty cool. And some of them you're just not paying. This one I really like. Not that I don't like any the other ones, but this one I really like. So an Israeli man has filed for a restraining order against God. That's right. I want to see how does it get delivered? Does somebody have to die for that? How does that work? An Israeli man who believes that God has been unkind to him asked the court for a restraining order, but the judge tossed out his request, calling it ludicrous. Oh, my God. A judge with a brain. I love it. The fact that it made it to court, though, is kind of scary, don't you think? The man from the northern port city of Haifa represented himself in court. He said he'd been trying to get the restraining order from the police for the last 3 years. Can you imagine him coming in there to get a restraining order? Hey, Frank, come in here. You got to hear this. So he'd been trying to get one for the last 3 years from the police, and they sent patrol cars to his home roughly 10 times to arrest God, I guess. I don't know. The man claimed that God exhibited a negative attitude towards him. Local reports didn't explain exactly how he knew that. Now, bizarrely, now, for some odd reason, they can't figure out. They did ask God to show up in the courtroom to explain himself, and he did not do it. They couldn't understand why he wouldn't show up to defend himself. You know, after all, he is the Almighty, right? So, I'm just going to say it again. The fact that this stuff even makes it into the courtrooms, I realize this is Israel. Don't get me wrong. But can you see something like this happening here? Because I could. The story goes on to say that the initiator of the request, a resident of the northern port city, he said a protocol of the hearing noted that God did not turn up for the session. Although it did not specify how the court determined the omnipresent was not in fact there. Come on, guys, have some fun with this. We got to have some, at the end of the week, especially with all the stories I do all week long, we got to have a little fun. But the court didn't know whether he was there or not, obviously. Because he does have the right. Matter of fact, the judge said he does have the right to remain silent. Maybe he's just not talking. The petitioner, who was not named in the report, noted that he had tried to obtain the restraining order. Now, he argued that over the three-year period, God had exhibited a serious negative attitude towards him. Now, presiding judge Hassan Kanan denied the request, which he said was ludicrous, asserted the applicant needed the help, not from the court, but from some other sources, if you know what I'm saying. Now, there is no outcome, as you can imagine, from any of the multitude of available spokespeople on behalf of the Lord. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being his neighbor, what it must be like there? I think it would be funny. Anyhow, I saw that restraining order. How do you go about that? Now, he represented himself, but can you imagine showing up at the clerk of court and going, here, I want to file this? You're the court, you're the clerk, and you're looking at it going, really? Can you give me a proof of summons? Because, you know, you have to prove that the other side's been served with a summons. So, yes, I think it was hilarious. I just love these stories. All right, well, here's what, a little on the political side. Now, Hollywood is erasing Bob Hope's name from the Burbank Airport. Now, with John Wayne Day being dumped by California State Legislature for alleged racist remarks, that's right, the Duke has been labeled a racist, Bob Hope Airport is about to be renamed. Now, isn't that funny? I just had this conversation with Xander, so I'm very comfortable saying it. So Bob Hope, yeah, and my LGBTQ people are going to go out of their minds. So take notes. I'll talk slow. Now, you have a guy like Harvey Milk. They do Harvey Milk Day. I just had this conversation with somebody recently. And they asked me, they said, so you don't want the gay kids or the gay guys to have a role model. That was it. They want a role model. And I said, so Harvey Milk's your role model? They go, yeah, Harvey Milk's my role model. I said, so a guy that was a pedophile, he had sex with a 16-year-old. It was illegal, and he knew it. Right, that's the role model. No, that's not the part that's the role model. The part that's the role model is that he was the first elected official to come out, you know, as openly as being gay. And I said, great, so he does one thing that's good, and the other parts of his life, not so good. He's the role model you want for your young people. Right? Yet people like William Federer, who they were protesting, he's written 20 books on American history. He's written one book and said a couple of comments about the LGBTQ community, and he should be tarred and feathered. See, they don't want equality. They want control. They don't want you to think for yourself. They'll tell you what's right and what's wrong. So John Wayne, yes, is a racist. There you go. Bob Hope Airport is about to be renamed the Hollywood Burbank Airport. Right? This is terrible. Why? What are they afraid of? In the 1930s through the 60s, now that was the golden age of Hollywood, two of the biggest, most beloved stars of the era were John Wayne and Bob Hope. As a result, the Orange County Airport was renamed John Wayne Airport, and the Burbank Glendale Pasadena Airport was renamed the Bob Hope Airport. And you want to know why they're changing it? I'm not telling you. You're going to have to wait to the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate. I always do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And you heard Xander said it earlier. It's so true. You have to be part of these conversations, whether you want to or not, or whether you like them or not. It does help you. Because you get to hear what the other side is saying. You get to hear what the other side believes. And as irritated as you can be by it, it's still kind of funny. And it gives you information in which to speak to them as well. So you're not just spewed because I, you know, you want to stick a red hot rod in my ear and get me mad? Yeah, Just start spewing the party line just to spew the party line. Because that's what they told you to say. Then you know better than that group that you don't like at all. Right? You're, for those Star Trek fans, you're nothing more than a Borg. You're following the rest of the collective. Good luck with that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you aboard, Van. Do appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, we were talking about the Bob Hope Airport. And it was a habit to a degree in California. They have these small regional airports. And those little regional airports, they're all over the place. And they named them after stars of the day, you know, John Wayne Airport, Bob Hope Airport, and so on. But now they want to rename the Bob Hope Airport because, I think, frankly, because he was such a conservative. Now, officials of the Bob Hope Airport voted 8-1 on May 2nd to change the airport's name to the Hollywood Burbank Airport in an effort to market the Hollywood name to potential travelers from the Midwest and East Coast. Because people are too stupid to figure it out, right? It was obvious that Bob Hope, whose last movie cameos were in the 1980s, was almost to be swept under the dustbin of history after the airport authority contracted last year for the design of a new marketing identity to the masses. With the South Pasadena-based branding firm, Anyone Collective is the name of the company. AC specializes in Tinseltown viral messaging for groups like MTV, Ed Hardy, and the Grammys. Now, Airport Commissioner Don Brown told the LA Times that the name of the airport, Bob Hope, is just not where it needs to be. We're told by our travel agencies here, and we've been told by airlines that we've got to do something, and the name of Bob Hope just doesn't identify with the airport. Now, most area residents appreciate the convenience of the centrally located Burbank Airport. It's close to them, easy for them to get to. They don't have to put up with LA. You know, when you go to Los Angeles International, it's bad. It's tough. But commercial passenger traffic at Bob Hope Airport imploded from an all-time high of 5.9 million in 2007 to a low of 3.8 million passengers in 2014. Now, so what do they think? Do they think by renaming the airport to the Hollywood Airport that more people are going to go there? The bigger complaint is that the name Bob Hope has been the condition of a rundown 85-year-old airport. Well, that's not true. Now, look, could it use modernization? Yeah, it could use modernization. It is an older airport, yes. But it's got a lot of great new things in it. And you know, they still use stairs to get up in a plane, but that's no big deal. A lot of the regional airports do that. So they're looking to put a bond measure, because that's what we need is more taxes. We need to pay more money to do this, right? The commissioners agreed as a whole that the airport needed a geographical identifier to attract more passengers. But Commissioner Steve Madison, the only holdout against the name change, said, hey, adding Hollywood to the brand would not be as effective as adding Los Angeles. Now, Madison told the Times the problem is that they're trying to solve is that many people in the country and beyond don't know that Burbank is so close to L.A. It's a true story. You know, most of my family members don't know what Burbank is. Now, the older ones used to watch, what's his name? Oh, God, I've already forgotten his name. Johnny Carson. You know, from beautiful downtown Burbank. Remember that? So that's the only reason they know that Burbank is anywhere in California. But, you know, that's what, and again, I don't always, yeah, she in the chat room, you're right. It's the Jay Leno show from beautiful downtown Burbank. But nobody really knows what that means or what it means, you know, or where it is or what have you. You know, how far are you from Los Angeles? And that's the other funny thing, too. People always ask me, how far are you from Los Angeles? Well, does it matter? Have you ever been? No. Well, then you wouldn't know. If I told you it's 45 minutes, an hour, 3 hours, whatever, you wouldn't know. Anyhow. And some of you have heard the nanny state is added again. So, California, Check this out. Yeah, this will make you sick. So in California, a 15-year-old girl can abort a baby without telling her parents. And actually, that's only partially true. She could be 12 years old. Right? And starting now, a married 20-year-old with a job, kids. Right? You could have a job, three kids, a car, a mortgage, but you can't go buy a pack of cigarettes. Think about it. Or get a drink, for that matter. Right? The 15-year-old girl, think about the lunatics in the California legislature. A 15-year-old girl can get an abortion, not tell her parents, bleed out in her bed overnight and die. You know, it is a procedure. It's a dangerous procedure. However, she can't get a suntan because that's dangerous. An indoor. She can't go to an indoor tanning booth because that's dangerous. Right? And now in California, too, that a woman must obtain and give affirmative consent before kissing someone during her college years. Oh, while she's at college, while she's on a college campus. You wonder why I keep saying it. California needs to fall off into the ocean. So now, yeah, you can't get cigarettes or drinks to 21. No one can use foam takeout containers or plastic carry bags or play online poker. You know how dangerous those foam takeout containers can be. You know, you might swallow a piece of it while you're eating. Because I know that's been a problem of mine all along. You know, because you put your steak, right? You take your food and you put it in the foam container, and then you cut it with a knife, steak knife. And then that foam sticks to the bottom, and then you never had that problem. Oh, no, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. This stuff makes me nuts. What are we doing here? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our costs.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
Yes, everybody.
No.
Right. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Can you still say that without getting in trouble? Chick, chicky, boom. I don't even know what that means. How do you like that? Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be with you, having you on board with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got to get right back to this. For those of you who live in California, it's time to move. No, I went through this story earlier quickly, and then I went back through it. I'm thinking to myself, wow, we are whacked. You know, people love it here because of the weather. That's it. There ain't nothing else. So again, like I said, 15-year-old girl, abortion without parents knowing about it. This is a medical procedure. If that same 15-year-old girl goes to the hospital because she's got a broken arm or something like that, they can't treat her till an adult is there. Come on, think about this. They can't treat her till an adult's there. But if she says, hey, while I'm waiting for my arm to be set, don't tell my parents I'm pregnant. Can I get an abortion? Sure, let's take you up to the third floor. Does this make sense? And while we're at it, when we're done with the abortion, can I go get a 10? Oh, no, we can't have a 10. That's too dangerous. Oh, foam takeout, get that plastic carry-out bags. I always get a kick out of that. Really? Floor. All right, what are you saying? Anyway, you can't use plastic bags at the store anymore in certain areas. It's going to be statewide here soon. And the funny thing about it is when this was being debated, right, because, you know, plastic bags are bad for the ecosystem. You know, they take 700 years. They add too much to the carbon footprint. I just got a kick out of that. So let's talk about that for a second. So now you have to use paper bags again, right? Now, for those of you in the chat room and others listening, when you hear this, I know you're intelligent people, so think about this. In the inner city areas, they got to get these bags to market, right? You got these trucks, and when they're filled with plastic bags, You could fit eight times as many plastic bags in the back of a truck as you can paper bags. So that means that he's got to make, if you switch to paper, he's got to make 7 more trips to the inner city. He has to rip up those roads 7 more times, or the potential to rip up the roads 7 more times. He's going through 7 more times as much fuel. No carbon use there. He's wearing that truck down 7 times faster. Come on, work this through with me, because if I'm being a moron, let me know. I'm serious. I'm open to it. But the way I see it, the guys that voted this line, they could give a crap less. They must own stock in truck repair companies. They must own stock in oil companies. They've got own stock in paper bag companies. They must own stock in highway repair companies, because this is the only way this makes sense. Okay. The kissing one was good. Let's see what else is there. You can't play poker online. Well, yeah, that's going to stop them from playing poker, right? They wanted to ban, and one time they wanted to ban us from eating the livers of waterfowl. Think about that. Why do they care? Oh yeah, this one makes my wife crazy. If the state discovers you've purchased raw milk, they could take the milk away from you. And if you're producing it, they can take the whole thing away from you. The sale of caffeinated beer is forbidden in California. This is supposed to be the free-thinking state, is it not? Am I lost here or what? Why do you want to come here? I don't want to hear about the weather. I'm tired of hearing about the weather. And e-cigarettes are not treated as if they were tobacco. Doesn't seem to stop anybody. In San Francisco, where it's illegal to light your own fireplace during Christmas, let me see, the way it's worded, maybe we could have, like, you could, neighbors could switch, right? The neighbor could come over and light your fireplace, you go over and light their fireplace. And that way, when they show up, you go, the AQMD, which is the Air Quality Management Company, anyway, when they show up, you can say, I don't like that. You wouldn't be lying to them. If you fail to recycle your trash correctly in San Francisco, where most of the loons live, you could be fined up to $500. You could no longer get a happy, this is all in wonderful California. The free thinking state, right? You can't get a toy in your Happy Meal because they've banned it in Los Angeles County. And, oh yeah, to make porn movies, you have to wear a condom. I would not want the job of checking that. But God, this gets even worse. Now, the rich Californians will again punish poor ones for engaging in habits they disapprove of. They're tagging cigarettes again with an additional $2 tax. Right? The state already has, you know, it's funny, for a state that doesn't believe in God, for people who don't believe in God, they love to call these taxes sin taxes. So they have sin taxes on cigarettes and alcohol. Right? And after they pass these asinine laws, they waste time debating them, and guess who runs the legislature here? Just take a wild guess. It ain't the Republicans. It had to go to they had to take the law to the Supreme Court because California wanted to regulate what was in video games. Okay? It's just amazing. California was the first state in the nation to ban schools from using the term Redskins. They can't use it as a team name, a mascot name, or anything like that. Also banned it. It's also banned the Confederate flag. And just in the nick of time, I'm sure. Oh, God. You guys, are you paying attention? You didn't know this about California, did you? That's why I say it's the land of loons. The state introduces about 2,000 new laws every year and probably has around 200,000 health and safety laws. None of them take into consideration the innumerable local incursions of modern day. Listen, like in New York, where the governor, what was it, Bloom, you know what I'm talking about, right? The he wanted to take cigarette signs out of the windows of corner stores. He wanted no cigarette paraphernalia in the window because you know that when a young guy sees or a young person sees cigarette stuff in the window of a store, it makes him want to smoke cigarettes. I love these people. Liberals who were the first to celebrate those who choose safety over freedom deserve neither. Signs during the Bush years are the worst. Offenders of the max of D.C. has already gotten in the game. Your state is almost doubtlessly also well on its way to emulating authoritarians like Jerry Brown and Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg was the guy I was thinking of. Oh, let's not forget Bill de Blasio. Right? He doesn't want, he wants to ban, oh, God. If you don't see this on the left, there's something wrong with you. Your meds aren't working. Bill de Blasio wants to ban baseball players from using chewing tobacco. And he's trying to totally ban and wipe out horse-drawn carriages. Right? I mean, think about this. Come on. I want you to think what these guys are putting on you. What they're saying you have to do. Just, again, like I say, just drives me out of my mind when I read these stories. I've got so many of these, it's just pathetic. Let me see. We're going for a break in a couple of minutes here, or in a minute, so. John, you know, and again, back to the nanny state, telling people what they can and can't do. California's been losing companies like crazy. Now they're losing Jamba Juice, big, yeah, because you know we're so health freaky here in California. Jamba Juice is one of those major health companies. But anyhow, it just again, we're losing our freedom, people. You're not even paying attention to the fact that some of you are, but we're losing our freedoms, and they start so small. Okay, they start so small in the way they go. And before you know it, you can't even say God bless you in a public place. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure. Appreciate so much the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I had to change the battery on the mouse because, you know, you're moving it around. I'm watching it. You know how sometimes I get mad and I say, you know, I hate computers because things just disappear. Well, they don't just disappear. Let's just be honest about it. When you got the yo-ho behind the mic like me, and I've been in computers for years. I still hate them, but I've been in computers for years. And then what happens? You know, you don't think to look at the little red light that goes, hey, I need a battery here. So, yes, it's the end user. All right, Jamba Juice is moving. Now, Jamba Juice, I don't know if they have, are these worldwide? Do you guys have them in some of your cities, states, whatever? You know, you go in there and you get a juice drink. Juice drinks are really big in California. Vegetable juice, whatever. And so Jamba Juice is now gone, leaving California for Texas. Now, you know, now we're starting to refer to the state as the liberal wasteland known as California. And even though the governor says there's a surplus in the budget, he's lying. He's not telling the truth. Yes, he didn't misspeak. He lied. because he's pushed down these mandates. He's pushed down these mandates where, you know, they require the school districts and counties and what have you to provide services the state no longer reimburses them for. So the state's not reimbursing them, but they're still requiring some of the other entities to take care of them. So they're taking it off the state books and putting them on the books of the counties and the school boards. And that's how he's balancing the budget. I think he's pretty smart. Now, the ridiculous minimum wage hike in taxes on businesses, they're just crazy here in California. Not just the taxes. The wage hikes, the taxes, the regulations, the, you know, you think the EPA is bad. The AQMD has nothing. I mean, the EPA has nothing on the AQMD here in California. Now, Jamba Juice now has decided we're done. And we don't have to go out of business. We just have to get away from this regulation garbage. Now, the owner of the smoothie company known as Jamba Juice will move its headquarters from Emeryville, California to Texas within the next 8 months. And I would imagine the state's already trying to keep him here. The company's new corporate home will be in Frisco, Texas, about 30 miles north of Dallas. In a statement, Chief Executive David Pace said the Jamba was looking for places that had competitive operating costs. And where they could find skilled restaurant talent. And an attractive cost of living, along with the central location for further expansion. Now, the state of Texas meets all of these, he said. The community of Frisco is a community, you know, they're committed to healthy living. And they align closely with what we believe. Now, the article doesn't come out and admit that high taxes and backwards minimum wage laws are a huge reason. But, you know, it's just common sense at this point. These companies that want to stay in business, they've got to make the moves. They've got to do some, they have to make some changes. There's no way around it. And you guys that say, you know, that big bad company or those big bad corporations, all they want to do is make money, you know my tirade on that, right? That's how they stay in business. Yes, they make money, like a Jamba Juice. They've got to put money aside for new machinery. They've got to put money aside for updates, for insurance, for all kinds of... Oh, Obamacare. But you don't see that. You guys, all you do is you look at the pure profit and you don't think further on down the road. Everything is for now. How much they're making now. Why do they need to make that much money? Now, you guys make me nuts when you do that because you're not paying attention to what's going on around you. Anyway, you know, here we go again. Mitt Romney met with Bill Kristol to discuss a third-party run. We didn't want him last time. Right? The evangelicals stayed at home. They didn't want him last time. Look at people. Mark my words. You keep pushing a third-party run. You bring in a third-party run, short of it being Jesus Christ himself. You might as well just say President Hillary Clinton. And get it over with. Learn how to say that. No, I'm serious. There's no time to wind up a third-party run. There's no time to put a party together. Because it's the conservatives that want to do it, the hardcore conservatives. I think you're going to be in a root for... I don't have a better way to put it, you're going to screw us. The rest of us. Do I want Trump to be the guy? No, but he is. Now, Romney, see, you ready for this one? I mean, you want to talk about the lie? Romney keeps saying he's not interested. He's saying he won't run for president. But it's not true, is it, now? Because, God, here we go again. He didn't do it the first time. Yeah, he comes out speaking against Republicans. What is wrong with this guy? Now, he's being courted by Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol. Now, Bill's a prominent Republican leader, an outspoken never-Trumper to reconsider. Now, they want to launch an independent campaign for the White House. Now that's according to inside information that they're getting from, people close to Mitt Romney. Now, Crystal and Romney met on Thursday afternoon to discuss not only the viability of, or the likelihood of, but a true independent, fully funded presidential bid. He came pretty close to being elected president, so I thought he may consider doing it again, especially since he has been very forthright in explaining why Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton should not be president. Those are true statements, what he said about Hillary and Donald. But what is it now? Is he lying? Where was all this? It's interesting how he has the nasties towards Republicans. How he can tell us how bad we are, or they are. Why didn't he do that to Obama? He's a weenie. No, seriously. I don't want to hear about he was president. You have to be careful. You have nothing. If he had this kind of conviction, if he really believed like he said he believes, then what he should have done, he should have come after Obama the same way he's going after Trump and the rest of them. And it came pretty close. Okay, yeah, he did well. But how about all the people that stayed home and wouldn't vote for him? The people on our side, the evangelicals as well, wouldn't vote for him. What makes them think they would do it this time? No, really, what makes them think that they would do it this time? Now, aware of Romney's reluctance to enter the race in 2016, Chris told the 2012 Republican nominee that if he remains unwilling to run, that many leading conservatives would be happy to have his support for another third-party candidate. Right? So, again, anybody but Trump, no matter what you do to the party, you bunch of hypocrites screaming that you want the will of the people to be carried out, that our leadership isn't listening to the will of the people, that Obama doesn't listen to the will of the people. Well, what are you doing? You're not listening to the will of the people either. Right? He lost last time. What makes anybody think he'd lose this time? Or he'd do any better? Remember, Trump is going to take a good portion of these votes, whether you want to hear it or not, a good portion of the conservative Republican votes. So this is proof positive, again, that the Republican establishment doesn't care about you. They're not interested in what you think or what you're trying to do or anything else. They're just not interested. Yeah, it is irritating. All right, let's see. What else did you throw me this week? Yeah, I told you it's going to be a smorgasbord night. I'm just going to run through this stuff. Yeah, I'm going to save that because I'm not going to be able to get through it all the way. Oh, here's a sick one. Can I do this? Yeah, it's short enough. You ever hear that the saying, he sleeps like a log? Sometimes I don't know if he's dead when he's sleeping because he just doesn't move. Now, we've all heard that, right? I mean, you could light off a firecracker next to his head or his bed and he still wouldn't wake up. Well, a New Jersey woman may have lived with the skeletal remains of her husband for 7 months. The decomposed remains found in the bedroom of Sussex County home in April have been identified as those of 67-year-old man. Francis Bratodi may have been dead for 7 months in the home before police discovered his remains. Police went to the home to check on the welfare of the residents. They found Bratodi's disoriented wife, Ursula, sitting on the porch. A dead cat was inside. A car parked in the house. Authorities said that the couple did not have any relationship with neighbors, and they very rarely talked to anybody outside the house. The daughter in Florida was concerned when she hadn't heard from either one of them for a while. 7 months she slept next to this guy.